For those of you who are listening to us, welcome into the sixth month known as Elul on God's calendar. The sixth month on God's calendar is called Elul. This month sometimes falls around the month of August, or sometimes it falls around the month of September. August or sometimes September. So this month of Elul is a month when God blesses his people. It's a month when God pours out his Shekinah glory. He pours out the presence that impregnates the earth. In fact, this is a month where the connection between the two genders, female and male, comes into unity. This is a month where intimacy takes place between heaven and the earth. Because in this month we have 40 days of fasting, praying, and seeking God. And every time you see a number 40, it means that from number 1 to number 40, so when you complete number 40, it means that somebody has fulfilled his natural lifestyle on the earth, so that in the 40th year he is able to enter into the acceptance of his spiritual reality that comes from heaven. So the word Elul means to search. The sixth month called Elul means to search, alluding to the nature of our task during this month, because this is the month when we search ourselves through the fasting of 40 days and seeking God. The word Elul is also connected to the Hebrew word called Teshuvah. The Hebrew word Teshuvah means to return back to God, or to return back to God's presence called Shekinah. Now remember, I told you that the Shekinah glory of God falls upon the earth in this month. Elul is the sixth month on the Hebrew Jewish God's calendar. Quote, during this month we search our hearts for evil and repent for the preparation for Rosh Hashanah. We repent for preparing ourselves for Rosh Hashanah, which falls in the seventh month. Elul is likened unto a season, a time in which is good for plowing, a time when our human culture, our human traits, behaviors in our body is good for plowing and cultivating and transforming them from the physical nature, which is the evil incarnation, for the sake of preparing our nature for the Hebrew month called Tishri, when the new year starts and when God judges all souls on the earth, and when God mandates all souls, or when God gives his promises to every human soul on the earth. Sometimes he gives negative promises to those who are disobedient to him. Or in this seventh month, he will give us the promises that he promised unto our forefathers. That's only if we have sought God for 40 days and we have humbled ourselves and we have been obedient to his will. This month intensifies the feminine energies of pleasure, Shekinah, and erotic. How does this month Elul influence the human subconscious? The energies which motivates and stimulates the human subconscious, which is called pineal gland, and the desire of wanting to have pleasure through things that have the ability to entertain one's mind, intuitions, and passion, and the works of the flesh increases during this month too. Due to the psychological effects, this message will be continued in the next part.